So my cousin Jesse Wakely introduced me to the phone. He was walking down Clinton Street in Portland one day when he noticed a phone booth, which seemed odd because you never see them anymore.
And I noticed that it was labeled Futel, and I'm thinking, well, that's not a real phone company. What the heck's going on?
So he reached for the handset.
I didn't expect there to be any sort of a ringtone or anything, and then I picked it up, and there was no ringtone, but there's this weird recording saying, "Welcome to Futel.
To make a call, press 1.
For voicemail, press 2.
For the directory, press 3. For the mayor, press 1. To apologize, press
2. And I'm going, apologize? What the heck am I going to apologize for? What is that all about?
So did you apologize?
I said I was sorry.
For what?
Just in general.
Okay, so the phone was definitely odd. But what was it? Was it an art project? Was it philanthropy? What kind of a payphone lets you make calls for free? That's what I asked Carl Anderson. He's half of the two-man team behind Futel.
Well, the core of Futel is we are providing phone service. We want anyone to be able to walk up and use the phone. We want to put that communication back on the streets where it used to be. It's a piece of standard, boring street hardware that we want to preserve, the phone.
So he and his buddy Elijah St. Clair took this phone booth and connected it to the internet. They turned it into a voice over IP or VoIP phone.
It's within the grasp of two geeks and a lot of their friends to create a phone company and provide free phone service to any Joe that walks up on the street.
And if you don't have someone to call, they'll give you someone. So that's why you can call the mayor or the apology line. So yeah, the basic motive is philanthropic, but it's fun philanthropic. Then Carl Anderson got practical. He decided to put a second Futel phone somewhere people could really use it, right in the middle of the homeless camp called Right to Dream 2. This one doesn't have the wacky features. It's just for free calls. Because it turns out homeless people have a lot of folks they need to reach.
Their parents, their family members, their caseworker, their probation.
Ibrahim Mubarak co-founded Right to Dream 2. Dozens of people shelter there every night. Some have cell phones, but some don't. Mubarak says even so, they're still
looking for work, looking for school, food service.
The list goes on. Jerry Chandler is staying at the camp. He sometimes supervises the phone. This one's just a handset, not a phone booth.
One feller needed to call the bus station. He was offered a job in an apartment back home. He was from Oklahoma.
So Chandler handed him the phone.
He called, he talked to an employer, and he accepted the position. And then he called to get the rate for the ticket to go home. And then he called the employer back. And they transferred the money, wired it, called Greyhound, whatever they did. And he got on his bus and went home.
That seems like a good use of a phone.
It's a very good use for a phone.
The camp limits the use of the phone, partly to keep out things like drugs and partly to keep the line free for medical emergencies.
I used it one time to call 911 for an emergency that we had.
Patricia Reed hesitates to talk, but she says she was doing a check of the camp one day.
And found the gentleman having a seizure, so.
So you called and the ambulance came?
Ambulance came and got him stabilized and took him out of here. I don't personally, at that time, didn't personally own a cell phone, so having that phone actually saved this gentleman's life.
It turns out access to a phone, a free phone, is nothing to take for granted. I'm Kate Davidson.